All right, Maryland is next, the state of Maryland, and Dawn Vannelli, hope I got that right, Dawn Vannelli representing the state of Maryland. Oh, there's the, all right. They're adding people to the roster.
Yes, we are.
Say that again.
We are. We have Natalie here.
She's come on up and we'll, people. Which one is Dawn?
I'm Dawn.
You're Dawn, nice to meet you, Dawn. And you are?
Natalie Abbas.
Natalie, nice to meet you, Natalie. Nice to meet you. And you're representing the great state of Maryland.
Yes.
All right, we'll get right to it. And we're about to get an update after Michigan from Mike Lindell. All right, let's start with this. If you need to look behind you, it's a little bigger.
Yes, so we could talk for days about all the corruption in Maryland. Mm-hmm. I'll try to do it as quick as I can about the 2020. As you can see, we have filthy voter rolls. Really dirty. We have registration dates from the future, year 2108. We have active voters.
That's back to the future.
Right. Yeah. We have active voters that should be inactive. We have inactive voters that, you know, should be not active. Lots of twins, all kinds of stuff. One of the big things in Maryland, we found out they deleted the video footage from the 2020 drop boxes. So they violated state and federal laws.
All gone, huh?
We tried to present this and work with our local boards. They want nothing to do with it. They don't, absolutely zero transparency, so.
You have anything to add to this?
Well, even when you call them, like the attorney general, they won't even give you a name or an email so that you can follow up. It's just really digging, and she's been the Jack Russell Terrier that has really torn things up.
So, yeah, we just can't get anywhere. I don't know. You want to keep going on with
2020? Just keep going.
So, the videos is the big thing. I mean, they should be held accountable. They violated laws. Nobody will hold them accountable. Then the big thing is 21 counties and Baltimore City received grant money from Zuckerbucks. From a nonprofit called CTCL. Natalie's gonna talk about a lawsuit, a RICO lawsuit, a little bit after we get through all this.
Okay, and then we've got 2021, what's going on in Annapolis?
2021, Annapolis, they had all kinds of issues going on as well. So first off, they decided they were gonna mail everyone the mail-in ballots, like
everybody's gonna
automatically
get
got
two
them.
Or three of them, you said?
Yeah, it was more like, it was a lot of them. So of the mail-in ballots, election day, there was almost 2,000 votes. The mail-in ballots were almost 8,000 just in mail-ins. Mm. And that's, you know, just a small city, you know, of Annapolis. They had candidates leading on election day that lost by a landslide after they counted all the mail-in ballots. And for some reason, they had over 1,300 less registered voters reported on election day than on the formal rolls.
Wow.
So it's like people just disappeared. And
do we go on to this? What happened in your race for governor?
2020. Well, yeah, that was real nice. So our election day was on July 19th. Took them 27 days to give us our final results.
On the governor's race?
On the governor's race.
Who was running for governor on the Republican ticket?
Dan Cox.
Because I interviewed him.
Yes, he's
more than
awesome.
Once.
We want Dan Cox to win along with Mike Peruca. And then we had Schultz, who was trying to do like the Biden campaign where she never left her basement. We never saw her anywhere during the whole thing.
Never saw her.
Right.
So, how about the unexplained Wi-Fi networks on election day?
Yes. So at the polling place where I worked, I checked the day before. There was hardly any Wi-Fi networks. And then the day of the election, there was tons of them. So I kept screenshotting them throughout the day.
And then you got another one in Hartford County, winning by a large margin on election night, but lost during mail-in. You had a lot of that going on.
Yes, we get a lot of that. We had all those early voting days, and they don't count our mail-ins until after. 3 days after.
They don't count your mail-ins until 3 days after
three
the election?
3 days after
they start. That's helpful for them, isn't
yes.
it? Then they know how many they need to come up with.
Exactly.
Non-citizens registered to vote via motor vehicle administration.
Yes, so our motor vehicles, anyone can get a driver's license. They're automatically registered to vote. I have a neighbor whose wife just got her citizenship. Mm-hmm. She went up to prove she was a citizen, wanted to register to vote. They said, we don't need to see any of that. You're already on our register roll, so just go ahead and vote. So they didn't even want to see her paperwork.
Right? Now, you wanted to share something before you conclude about...
Right, so we filed a RICO case,
okay.
And it's a racketeering case, it's influence and corruption, and it's a lot like organized crime. It's a way that the Act from 1970 has a way to kind of extend its tentacles. So the RICO is really about organized crime, if you think about the mob mm-hmm. and the mafia, mm-hmm. that's why we have these RICO laws. So it's going from CTCL, which is the Zuckerbucks,
right.
all the way down to our local elections. And what we plan to do is just try to capture every individual that was wronged and didn't have a voice. We want to move forward and stop the corruption. Walter here is Walter T. Charlton. He's the attorney on the case, and he's done a fabulous job. I'm the paralegal, and we've just been working our brains out, trying to get all this done to capture all the fraud, and we've really just kind of hit the tip of the iceberg. So we're working very hard.
Well, thank you for that hard work. Thank you, ladies. Representing Maryland.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.